Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Aka inyoreti mudimo.
Yeah.
Inqanyelwe uthi. Eish, beautiful song there. And I think it's a very good song and what we really need that to start with Mfundisi, because we'll be talking about prayer.
Yes,
men of God. Kenya momoyeng, re Kenya momoyeng, intsadi nama, intsamarapo. Yeah. Ya re munyulla Mfundisi, ya re munyulla.
Yeta musopo, yeta musopo.
Mfundisi di medis.
Evening, servant of the Most High God and my beloved listeners, Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
What an honor again tonight to have me.
Yeah. Mfundisi, thank you very much.
Thanks
for your time, Mfundisi, to give us, you know, your time, more your very busy schedule. I know this is a family time, but you decided to share your family time with us. And we'd like to thank Mam Mfundisi for releasing you to do that.
Wow.
And
wow.
Your family.
I was actually thinking Mruti Urey, but Mruti Mab has been called to pulpit for years.
Yeah, Mama Mruti.
No, your years that you serve go Radio Pulpit, serving Banaba Modimu, old hearted.
Yes, Mruti.
Yeah, when is your anniversary, Mruti? I want to pray so that the angels can come. And everyone or Narakis would keep like a Bakabari and that.
The first of March. The first of March. Yes.
No, it's not that. I'll be
doing. I came here the 1st of March, 1997. Some listening now are not yet born. Ish, Mfundisi.
You know, I used to listen to you back in the years. Mruti.
Yeah, you remember the topics I used to talk about. I used to talk about marriages, you know, back then, Mfundisi.
And by then,
and I wasn't married.
Yeah, Kisalem Zalwani, and now Kimuruti, you know, to the bishop, or the apostle.
And 19 years ago, in the 80s, and I was talking to Bazalana about marriage. And they didn't know. Yeah, they didn't know. But I'm Mruti. Hey, Munaka wants to know about you. Garay, mo pehele. Tellete mona mathata sotet hare hare musaidi ka batho ba tsoka ra wena monna ko wena mo fetelete o tla ba sotet tsa ke ra go le ne ra patola ka di envelopes Mruti the man would come in envelopes, hey, the yellow envelope, give it.
Ah, man of God.
And the problems would, my goodness, and the problems were solved. Yeah, before
really
Facebook and all that. So if now never got to get advice, I know the problem with Facebook. I was, hey, put the phone away. How's the name on through?
People
were expecting the worst, Mfundisi, to happen to us, more especially like COVID-19. But look at the stats, Mfundisi. The recovering rate is extremely high. So, although people continue to lose their lives, Mfundisi, but nevertheless,
the truth needs to be told. We really bless the Lord, our president. You know, that man, Unaduchi Sturon, Sesing, Sechisang, Haholo, and Mudimo Artusa, who are Rikene Tapedong. I really think some of the great men who allowed to, you know, dedicate their TV stations only for prayer so that everybody can tune in there and pray. And Mruti, it became a storm, so in the Africa of Fela, what happened to Africa? Because they thought that we were the easy target and we'll die in numbers. But God. When you look into our Bibles in the book of Luke, chapter 11, I just want to read one verse there. The Bible says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Now, Mruti Mabi, when we we look deeper into what these disciples was asking for. Many are the things that Jesus did. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. You know, he fed. I mean, multitudes of people. He did a lot of miracles while he was walking the planet Earth. But here comes this one disciple and okopanto A1, are a rabbi. Teach us how to pray. But unfortunately, we have been in a season where before COVID-19, everybody decided to be a preacher. It was revival this side, the revival that side. And people were promised heaven on earth. People were promised monies, the miracle monies. I mean, we had so many preachers like never before. But unfortunately, we did not have people who stood in the gap, I mean, where prayer is really needed. And this is my plea, I mean, tonight, Obana Bamudimu, as now who buwaka the new normal, you know, the first libuaka new normal, Mrut, or our way of doing things in a way, we need to revisit that. We need to look deeper into our basic principle, sister salvation. Let's look into those things. Many a times, Hutu Batuba, I'm ringing. Hutu Batuba Wiki, Hutu Batuba Hukela Mrao, but people can never backslide until they stop praying. And somebody once said, Mruti Moabi, if you want to know the size of your church, I mean, call for prayer meeting and people will rock up there. That is the size of your church. And that is where, from time to time, when you invite people, for prayer, Oshaba to buy 5 or 6, out of 200 people, sometimes Oshaba to buy 7 or 20, you know, out of 800 people. It shows how difficult it is for people to pray. Now, tonight, Mruti Moabi, I just want to revive the body of Christ at large and the families at large, where it is so much important for us to revisit the prayer room again. It doesn't matter how eloquent one can be. It doesn't matter where na motu ona utiba hubua hakai, utiba borabashanda hakai, because sometimes you don't need borabashanda because you cannot speak rabashanda if the Holy Spirit is not there. Sometimes all that you need as Ulimwana Mudimu is just to sit down there and open your mouth and speak to your Father. Sometimes Sometimes we just need to sit there and pour out our hearts to Him. And this is where many a times Murudwaga Kereke Bande Butata Day, because people, they celebrate You know the preaching skills. I mean, we have people by luring, you know, they are motivational speakers. We have people by luring, they are well sought after speakers. I lure muto hayo conference, people will just go there to listen to that man preaching. But tonight, I just want to remind the body of Christ at large, or yes, you can be a worshiper, a well-sought-after worshiper, but if prayer, it is not the name of the game, then you lack something. Mm-hmm. If there is one most important factor, Mruti, as the church, is prayer. And we saw the results, Santa Pelo, during these difficult times, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing that we could do is to pray. We were, sometimes you did not even know how to ambulance you go hospital, you know, into the ICU. So this monster, it was even invisible. Mm. But prayer kept us going, men of God. And this is exactly what Jesus did when he walked the planet Earth. The Bible says he spent most of his time in prayer. Unfortunately, we have Bible schools where people are taught, the theological aspects and you name them all, the dogmatics and all that, the soteriologies of this world, the pneumatologies, but we still look for the school of prayer, where an individual will just walk in there and be taught how to pray. This man said, Lord, teach us how to pray. If there is one thing, Eloring, it will shake the kingdom of darkness. If there is one thing that the devil is so afraid of, is prayer.
And a praying church. Rudy?
Even need church and individual yarapelang. Because of too much havoc in the spiritual world than many people about Kopane Mole, listening to a sermon. Because we saw it from time to time, Rudy Mwaburi. People will come in numbers to listen to a sermon, but none of them will take that sermon out of that building. We became people who come in.
Still on that one, Mfundi, see, Rebona, a lot of prayer meetings, the whole night being turned into a whole night preaching instead of whole night prayers.
Fundraising and everywhere they went, these people go, they carry envelopes. But if we can just look into the basics, principles for salvation. Salvation, it is all about prayer. There are people, Mruti, by Lord, they are eloquent. But there is this one, but the Bible says God looks at the heart. Mudimu ubona pelo e matlanka nete. So how what happened? How we ka rena celebrity ke mang? How we ka rena title ke eng? We ka rena pelo e re. And this is what we need, Muruti. I wish people, the church is taking. I wish people can see now the dispensation. And the world is talking about, the new normal, but still, people still want to do things the way they used to do it. We need the centers, Murut, where people will walk in and pray. We need people, by Loring, from all the walks of life, they will get into the centers only for prayer. If prayer can be the name of the game, Rudy.
Altars of prayer. Altars of prayer, Murudi. Altars of prayer.
Oh, Murudi, they need to be thoroughly revived. You remember, I'm driven by family altar so much. I mean, I speak family altar, I eat family altar, I walk family altar. But the family altar, unless honali tapelo, because when you kneel down before the Father, when we call upon that name, sometimes Muruti, yes, tapelo ina lo fele, because tapelo kinto Muruti, hauna nto ebuima etata yoloka tapelo. That is why I fail.
Muruti, as I work at the Logra Gutla, the request of a day, and the Muruti Kupan Tapel up and Nakamataka Gamanga, the village of Nanora. Hey, life is full of challenges, Muruti. We go through that.
You don't even pay yourself to pray, Muruti. You know, Tapel Jamahala. You don't even pay to pray, and that's why. How can you tell that story? Baba can rattle. I'm like nothing if I tell them, I tell them. You ask yourself a question. What are these people?
And now, this is what you're going to do. Next week, the Global Alliance will pray for our listeners. Watch this space. We'll pray for them. They'll bring all kinds of problems. We'll pray for them, Fundis.
No. I mean, Muruti, I believe what, you know, Muruti, when I got the gift here, the tongue, I was in a shower going through the most difficult times of my life. I mean, I was between the rock and the hard place. Everything was falling apart. And as I was not in that shower, Muruti, Mansu Asedi, then the gift of tongues just popped in. He came, I mean, the Holy Spirit came and started, you know, uttering words through my mouth, you know, because he knows best how to put it into Pelantate. Now, as I'm saying, sometimes really, because the prayer is the most difficult thing. That's why many people are getting many people are looking, they influence people otherwise. Many people are looking, they are the carriers of the bad news. You will never find such in a prayer room. They are just going there to see you now. It's like they are there as the monitoring spirit. But prayer, it is not in them. Because if you immerse yourself, Muruti, in prayer, then it becomes a lifestyle. And in talking at all, when we can agar to na oze, let some of the traps if you look in the baby, we when we hata we di musketa when we manifest. Why? Because you are clothed with the power. And but now we find now most difficult times of our lives, my Lord, prayer is highly, you know, I mean, neglected. People, they have been given, you know. I mean, some stuff, you know, instead of them praying, I mean, rebona batho ba tsama ka matswai, rebona batho ba tsama ya, you know, ka di henge chifi, rebona batho ba kentse di bengele, rebona batho ba kentse ntho tsena ka ofela, I mean, tseng o tswin diverse, but now they are replacing the power of prayer ka di ntho tsa batho, you know, they are replacing the power of prayer ka material things. So we are stepping now into a season, your prayer, where each and everyone from all the walks of life, they are invited to come to church for prayer. Gone are the days where we ostracize people by their looks, where we ostracize people because of their weaknesses. We are not here to condone, you know, about ona ke mang o le ke mang. We call everybody yanseng ana le bophelo ka ro yena to come into church to pray. You know, he will create someone who been holy God. That's why motho ha wele akabina, motho ha backslidile akarrera, mara motho ha backslidile akeke arrapela. So it shows the most important thing kara bophelo ba mokreste is prayer.
It's like Bielum Fundis, a heartbeat.
He slept with my wife. I was so shocked. How many? Moto atwarele wodi mohaka. Kibona batho ba jamba jamba kare. Kiri onda bishima guinya kaka rafishwell. Kanti no moto. Yena yeno. And Sabina, he slept with my wife. And I said, oh my God. And because people can sing, have a backsliding, the people can preach. Even now is good because now they'll take all the sermons and merge them into one and come up with all of these bombastic words, Mruti, to impress people as if they are well learned. But people have a backsliding, they can't pray. That is where you see where the most important factor, Yamao, before anything can manifest in the physical, it will manifest in the spiritual world. Yeah. And if you are defeated up there, then you are already defeated down here.
Vudis, Aret Swarafela Jalo, Rego Breaking, Tata Reharel. After this, we'll wrap up.
Fellow South Africans, this epidemic will pass. But it is up to us to determine how long it will last. I have great trust that our people will respond positively to this call for common action. We have never been defeated by any event when we are united. United, we are strong, and divided, we are weak and can be defeated. And I hope we take on this task with the strength and the courage that we have as South Africans.
And Africa will be saved.
There is so much more for you to enjoy and explore on TBN in Africa. We bring you up-to-date and uplifting Christian programming and entertainment, and we will continue to do so in our quest to bring you credible and authentic programming designed for you and your family. At TBN in Africa, you can explore a wealth of content right from your home and enjoy access to many resources to help you shape your Christian journey. Join your TBN family on DSTV channel 343 and experience authentic Christian television like never before. To find out more, go to tbninafrica.org. TBN in Africa, for you for life.
One Life Plus, a whole new way of doing life cover from SA's number one direct life insurer, which grows your life cover as it guides you to make better choices, such as going for that walk or getting more shut eye. You choose how you want to change your life, and we'll grow your life cover. You can get a Samsung Galaxy Watch Active 2 when you get life cover from 1 million rand, and you could grow your cover by up to 200,000 rand. SMS Pulse to 45154 today, or visit www.onelife.co.za. One Life Pulse is an optional benefit at an additional cost, subject to specified qualifying criteria. SMS rates apply and T's and C's online. One Life is an authorized insurer and FSP.
3 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Are still within that Mfundisi, Ubishop, Oloyo, Udogodele. Mfundis!
No, I can talk to you next time.
I'm Rudy. I read 2 minutes.
Yes, man, of course. No, thank you so much.
The importance of prayer, Mfundisi, worry. Yes, Tapelo is actually the heartbeat of every believer. If Tapelo dies, marriages die. If prayer dies, Mfundisi, the congregation dies. And I realize that in most cases, what the enemy does, he attacks prayer meetings, he attacks prayer.
Yes, exactly my point, Mruti. That is why everywhere now you go, pastors are full of scandals. The same people whom, you know, they were your followers and your audience, keep on now by spreading all the negative things about the pastors because they neglected the prayer as the factor. I mean, standing there, it doesn't mean urumudi, but just a messenger with the message. And sometimes you carry the message, and that's why I normally tell people, if you do one and you keep on blaming Rudo Nam Ruta Kimuk, it shows we carried it. Go and find the Mayawa. Now we're having people by Lorraine, they neglected the power of prayer, they never prayed for their pastors. The pastors, they come and invoke their demons. When the demons attack them, they are the ones again who joins the same demons and blame.
Yeah, Mfundisi, your network is failing.
Let us revive the spirit of prayer.
It is failing as Mfundisi. But hey, Murduak, Rehutwila Kiri, Kazuzulu Kanabari Mazulu, Barasukzuile.
His Excellency, His Excellency.
Mfundisi, in closing, okay, refer the contact details of Mfundisi Swam.
316-317-317. Excellency.
Yes, Excellency. And you're also on Facebook, right?
I'm on Facebook with Mpo David Malatse. Mpo David Malatse.
Yeah, Mpo David Malatse on Facebook.
No title, Baba. Yes, sir.
Yeah, humble one. Humble one, no titles, nothing. David, my life. Mruti, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mruti Mabi. God
bless you, sir. Okay. We have to leave it there. Mona Gwanya Humpionu. Up next, Kethala Nati, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 072-316-0001. Mufis Bugi, Mpo David Malatse, and Nebroko.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you so much, Lord God, for all the people that are tuned into this broadcast. Bless them, Lord God. Whatever issue they have right now, I pray, my Father, in the name of Jesus, that you stretch forth your holy hand towards them, Lord God, and perfect everything that concerns their lives. Help us, Lord God, to understand your word today. May we be transformed and changed by your word today. Take us to a level we've never been before. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast. Once again, we're talking about exposing the schemes of the devil, a message that we started a couple of weeks ago. I believe that this message has been touching you in a mighty way. Please get in touch with me, man. Get in touch with me and tell me how this, you know, these messages are affecting your life. On Facebook, Pastor Kenny Mukwena. On Instagram, Kenny T. Mukwena. Do you know you can also listen to or watch my broadcast on One Gospel every Sunday at 12 o'clock and every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Also on TBN, DSTV 343. Every Thursday at 5:30 and repeat is on Sunday at 1:30 a.m. Man, let's have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. I would love to hear from you to know how these messages are impacting your life. So please get in touch with me. We have been reading Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 13, talking about exposing the schemes of the devil from the series. Putting on the missing pieces. Let me read our main text, Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 13. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So the Apostle Paul here is encouraging us to stand in the word of God, to stand victorious in the armor that God has given to us, God has supplied to us. And understand this, that at a time like this, we need to stand on the word like never before. The Bible says that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. It is in times like this where economies are failing, where people are losing their jobs, things are just getting tough out there, people have no food to eat, that you and I, we need to rise up in our faith. That is why the text that we have been using in previous messages has been Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And then it says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. What is that? The darkness covering the earth is people not knowing what to do. You know, people perplexed, you know, searching for things by feeling in the dark, what we refer to as groping. You know how there's nothing as difficult as groping, man. Imagine you get into a room, you're looking for something, it's dark, you can't find a switch. And it instead of you, you know, coming in and find what you're looking for and you're out, it can take you a very long time to locate what you're looking for, because you are searching for this thing by feeling. So that's what it means. The darkness shall cover the earth. And then it says deep darkness, the people. Deep darkness, the people. People confused, people perplexed, people running to and fro, not knowing what they are looking for, not knowing where to find what they are looking for. So it says, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You and I, the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Even as darkness covered the earth and deep darkness, the people, the Lord arises over us and his glory is seen upon our lives. So this is what I'm encouraging you today. Stand on the word of God, man. Stand on the word of God. Let us not neglect this promise of entering into rest. As the children of Israel, you know, they refused to enter because of unbelief, and God caused them to all die in the wilderness because they did not believe. Don't die in the wilderness right now. Don't die at a time like this where God is moving. Perceive, recognize what God is doing. It is very important for your perception right now to be sanctified so that you can perceive what God is doing. The Bible tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. God has prepared great things for those who love him, even right now, when things are not happening. You know, the people of God are not supposed to struggle. They're not supposed to struggle, because if as believers we're struggling right now, it means the word is not true. Look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob during famine. They never struggled. God provided for them. Look at also when there was famine in the times of Joseph as well. God provided for the children of Israel. God always make provision for his people. Look also when the children of Israel were in Egypt. The Bible says when there was darkness in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. What does that mean? God makes a difference.